underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about expanding your love. Did you know that we all have limits when it comes to love? Myself, for example, I will do underground preacher, maintain it, do what I gotta do, until God shows up and tells me, let's go help someone who has already burned the bridges on you for free. And he said, no. Unless they pay me, I'm not doing it. The message that I'm giving God here, it's simple. I am not loving anyone who burnt me for free anymore. That is my boundary. Beyond that boundary, they will have to pay for my love. That was as far as my love went. So, in order to break me out of that cycle and expand my love, God purposely allowed me to offer my services to people who will definitely cross me. I would involuntarily volunteer my services to them to find out later on that I wasn't getting paid. Basically, I will do the services under the impression of getting paid, but then when it comes down to pay, they fumble and I receive no payment. And this went on for years. But thank God for His grace and mercy, He kept providing all along. And that is what made me realize whether it is the same person burning me over and over, or it is a different person doing the same, the result is the same. I am getting burnt, working, and not getting paid. Only God is sustaining me. That is when the light bulb came on. Bing! I am already doing it for free thus far, and the Lord kept on sustaining me. I might as well do it for free. And out of love, I finally got it. Love them till it hurts, even in debts. Don't look up to them for payback, but rather look up to God to sustain you. The walls of that boundary finally came down, and a key scripture came to life in John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. My boundary was not to go further with someone who has crossed me. But yours could be different. Because one way or another, we all have boundaries. We will love to an extent and not further. We will love our children and family members and not further. We will do the work for our customers as long as we get paid and not further. Beyond that, we are stone cold. We are not doing it. This is the sad reality. And I was victim of it myself. Conditional love. And conditional love does not heal. Conditional love is not what the world needs. The world needs agape love. That unconditional love. That one that God is calling us to receive and to give. That is the love that heals. But we cannot receive it and give it unless we accept the pain of breaking down those boundaries of limitations. Because it is painful to give unconditional love, but it is also worth it. Unconditional love will heal the world as well as it will heal you. So I am inviting you to step beyond your boundaries, tear them down. Expand your love, your logic, and lower your expectations. And in exchange, receive the joy, the freedom, and open your eyes to a whole new treasure lying in plain sight. Go now. Do it now. Now is the time to commit wholeheartedly and to give it all to God. Amen.
Hey.
Underground preacher to the underground church, and I am